In today's episode, we have Sam Witten, the Director of RPA Sales for Keymark, in the orange chair. We discuss Blue Prism RPA and Epic integration, and he highlights a few processes where he sees RPA can really shine within the healthcare industry by automating processes with digital workers. So let's jump on into this podcast. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Orange Chair Podcast. Today, we have a special episode because we are going to be talking all about robotic process automation and Epic integration. Today in the Orange Chair, we have Sam Witten, our Director of Sales, specifically with RPA. So, Sam, who are you and what do you do? Tell us about yourself.
Hi, Alex. Thanks. As you said, I'm Sam Witten. I'm Director of Sales from RPA. I came on to Keymark back in March after 3.5 years with Blue Prism. So I've had quite a bit of knowledge within the RPA space, but basically my job is to kind of set the direction for Keymark's RPA journey, and that includes the relationship with Blue Prism. Also working with current account executives at Keymark and current Keymark customers to try to find opportunities within the RPA space, and then finding new business for RPA space within Keymark.
Great. Well, do you have a fun fact that you can tell us about yourself?
I guess I'm a huge baseball fan. Mm-hmm. My brother was lucky enough to play for the Florida Marlins, and I've got two boys that both played college baseball. So I've got a big baseball family, and just enjoy that tremendously.
Yeah, well, I love watching baseball, too. That's great. Well, you know, I want to jump on into this podcast and talk. We have a lot of things to cover. But first, I wanted to, you know, let's get a baseline understanding of what RPA is. You know, for our listeners who may not know or may not be familiar, what is robotic process automation?
Yeah, the easiest way to look at RPA is anything that a human can do on a keyboard, robotic process automation could also do. You look at the manual tasks, the tedious tasks that humans have to do within their day-to-day job, whether that be keying information, looking at some type of document, and then rekeying that document somewhere else. All of that type of information can be done through RPA. And what it does is it really takes that tedious tasks off the human being and allows the human to do more of the customer interaction, maybe phone calls, maybe in person, that would allow them to do their job in a better way.
Okay. Can you give us a specific example of maybe a process that you've seen RPA really shine in?
Yeah, as I talked about, in a lot of areas, you may be receiving invoices and having to match those invoices up to information in another system within your organization. And so with that, RPA could, with a number of different ways, can work through AI with such things as OCR to be able to read that document when it comes in, and once it's been scanned, pull the information off of that document and then feed it into the other systems where that information needs to be stored, whether it is to kick off a process or just to save that information in maybe a customer file or something along those lines. Those are some of the typical type of situations where RPA comes into play.
Great. Well, in this episode, we're talking about an RPA and Epic integration. So to start, what is Epic and where is that used? What industry?
Yeah, Epic is actually a company and a solution. Epic Systems is a privately held healthcare software company, and they have what's called Epic EMR, which EMR is electronic medical records. And so, in the healthcare space, all of patient records and the things that are happening with the patients are all stored within an EMR system. And Epic owns about 54% of the patients in the United States, and about 2.5% of the patients worldwide. They carry their information. They're the big player in the EMR space. And so, one of the things that has been kind of a an issue between RPA and Epic is Epic has always felt like they could do the automations within their system, and so they didn't really want to have RPA be able to touch their information. They're starting to lean away from that a little bit. They're starting to realize that within the RPA space, a lot of the things that can be done for the healthcare industry can be done within RPA and just be an enhancement to the Epic EMR solution. So those are some of the things that we're starting to look at. It's new in the industry, but it's starting to come along.
Great. Well, you know, I know you and I had talked previously, and you mentioned that there are some areas or processes that RPA can specifically integrate with within Epic right now. So what are those? What are those processes?
Yeah, as we talked about, the you know, with Epic and the way that they've handled the industry in the past, you know, it's all very new trying to get RPA in there. But there's a couple of different areas that that we've done our research and found that could be good advantages for RPA. And working with Blue Prism and some of the things that they're looking at and some of their customers, we're looking at two specific. One would be when a patient calls into a medical firm to set an appointment. When that appointment is being set, the individuals at the medical firm have to go out and check the eligibility of that customer for insurances and things along those lines, which is all within the Epic system. That's one space where RPA could do that automatically without somebody fat fingering and some information into the system or just forgetting to do it all around. Another one would be scheduling the orders after the appointment. When you go to an appointment and you meet with the physician, that physician then comes up with a diagnosis and things that he wants to do with that patient moving forward. So where RPA could come into play there would be the scheduling of those orders for the next appointment, and also getting pre-authorization for those procedures. So if you had a physician that wanted you to have an EKG, the medical firm at that point has to go out to Epic and determine is that procedure covered within their insurance, or do they have to have pre-authorization to go do that? And that's very easily found within Epic, but a lot of times that step gets forgotten, mm-hmm. or somebody looks at the wrong areas. With RPA, it would allow that to be done through a digital worker, and there would be no mistakes at that point.
Gotcha. Okay, so would you consider those to be like very manual tasks that where RPA can come in and fit in that space?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great point. And yeah, it's all manual at this point, mm-hmm. as far as the doctor having to either enter the information into a solution or speaking into a dictaphone and then somebody having to transcribe that. Mm-hmm. All of that could be taken care of through automation within RPA.
Okay, so how exactly will that RPA piece, that digital worker, fit into those processes? Would it take care of the entire process, or would it take care of a piece of that process?
It would take care of the majority of it. Let's take the first one, for example, an appointment setting and eligibility check. When that happens, it could be done, you know, with artificial intelligence. It could be done without a human interaction at all. Somebody could call in, a chatbot could answer the phone and determine that that person wanted to set an appointment. At that point, the chatbot would hand off to Blue Prism, and Blue Prism would set the appointment, look for alternative or look for areas where they have open appointments, set that appointment, and then automatically go out and do the eligibility check to check against the information which is in Epic. So that would all be taken care of via the digital worker. Then you take the second step, which is scheduling of the orders after the appointment and getting the pre-auth. Same thing. You could do that with a chatbot, with an OCR piece or a chatbot, so to where the physician is either typing the information in or he's entering it into his dictaphone. That could all be handed off to a digital worker to then go out, set the orders, set the appointment, and also get the pre-authorization through Epic. So yeah, it could be It can be done really in a number of different ways. It can be done autonomous, where the digital worker handles everything, or it can be done with human in the loop, to where the digital worker does some handing off to a human and then back and forth.
So I did have another question just based on what you and I were talking about. Is there ever a place where you would not want RPA in that kind of a process? Is something that maybe a human would need to look at?
Yeah, that's a great question. Anything that that has to do with human interaction or humans making a decision based on non-factual information or a gut feel or knowing the patient, things along those lines, that's all subjective. And that doesn't fit well into the RPA process. The RPA process needs to go off facts and needs to go off a set criteria to make its decisions. So, and that's one of the areas that we're trying to free the humans up to do, is make those subjective decisions and have more time to spend with the patient and be able to give them a better quality of care.
Awesome. Well, do you guys have any final thoughts? Anything that maybe we have touched on that you would like to elaborate more about, or maybe there's something I didn't ask that you would like to include?
Really, RPA is a new industry. It's and it's the gold ring, if you will. Now it's the shiny object that everybody's talking about. One of the great things about it is it does allow to free up those humans for those subjective and caring for the patient area within within the healthcare space. Blue Prism allows it to be done by or build out the processes by people who are business users, people who know the processes and can walk through the processes. It doesn't have to be a coding effort. It doesn't have to be controlled by IT, and it allows for a lot more flexible and quicker time frames to market.
Great. Well, Sam, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you so much for bringing this information and educating myself and our listeners about how RPA can integrate with Epic and shine through those processes. So thank you so much.
Hey, thanks a lot, Alex. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, that's all that we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. The Orange Tier Podcast is brought to you by Keymark. If you liked this podcast, please leave us a rating, like, and subscribe to our podcast channels wherever you guys are listening to podcasts. And you can even follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and we'd love to hear from you. This podcast is produced by Greg Aiken, Clay Tootin, and me, your host, Alex Frazier. Until next time, bye guys.